Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The second hour here, we got plenty of time for you. You can join us, talk about whatever you want to discuss. And Tyler, on the way, you're going to tell us about an upcoming controversy, sort of an international level controversy about a new video game that's scheduled to come out that has gotten, I guess, Chinese government to some extent upset. We'll talk about that on the way. Dean, Tyler, and Mark in the studio tonight. If you're just tuning in, we had Kirby on the line. He's actually still there. We're going to bring him back on here in just a moment. We've been he was responding to some of the things that Larry was saying. They're both black gentlemen, and one of the points that, you know, we made earlier was, hey, here's a shocker. Black people, just like other people, are individuals, and you can't just paint them all with the same broad brush. And sure enough, like, as you were finished saying that, Kirby gets on the line and is like calling Larry an idiot and going after him.
No, he said moron. Let's get this right.
Let's go to be clear about that. Let's bring back Kirby. You were trying to drive at some sort of point, Kirby, and we didn't have enough time there in the last hour or so. If you could recap briefly what you were saying and then go ahead and make whatever point you were trying to make.
Okay, I'll be quick. I was referring to Uncle Tom's Cabin, the book. The premise of it is you got the slave owner, Simon Legree. He's got a trustworthy slave, Uncle Tom. He goes to Uncle Tom one day, tells him to beat another slave. Uncle Tom refuses because he's not that kind of guy. So what Simon Legree does is he goes and finds another slave named Sambo. Has him beat Uncle Tom. Larry is that kind of guy. Anything that upsets the power structure upsets him. He is the power structure's canary in the coal mine. You're right. We are not a monolithic community. I'm odd for a black guy. I'm a range rat. I'd spend the whole day on a range if I could.
Shooting range?
Yes. I don't know if you're familiar with this group out here that calls themselves the Not Fooling Around Coalition.
No, what is that?
They're supposed to be a black militia. Mm-hmm. They're run by this guy who goes by Grandmaster Jay. but what they are is a bunch of we hate white people kind of black guy.
Okay.
The black community is basically split up into 5, 6, 7 different parts right now, just like the white community. And it is the power structures designed to keep us all so separated that we will not watch what they're doing.
That's right.
It's misdirection. Mm-hmm. It's a big Houdini type thing. If we watch the left hand, the right hand can do whatever it wants to. And the few people who see it and point it out are going to be called crazy.
Yeah, that's pretty much the story of our life.
It looks like Grandmaster Jay's grand plan here is to create a black ethno state in the United States.
He should hook up with Chris Cantwell. They sound really similar.
There you go.
I would rather him hook up with Richard Spencer and the Ku Klux Klan. Each other.
Yeah, well, that's my point, right? Chris Gallo, Richard Spencer, they're basically the same. Kirby, yeah. Great call, as always, man. I really appreciate hearing from you tonight. Thank you for sharing your thoughts with us.
Yep.
It's always interesting, always thought-provoking.
I'm all for black people arming themselves, but when you make it an ethnically based militia, you lose points, you know?
Yeah. Well,
sure.
Any side.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's still their right.
Yep.
And the same thing's true for the other ethnically, you know, focused groups. I think if they want to go off and have black town and they want to have white town or whatever, they should be able to go and do that.
Well, historically, that's what they were forced to do. Mm-hmm. And
but I mean doing it voluntarily.
I understand.
Yeah.
Sure.
If that's what they want to do.
Freedom of association.
I mean, if your day is spent thinking about race... Man, what a waste
boring.
Of day.
Yeah, it's boring when you call about,
And what a way to sort of box yourself in. I mean, now I can only like people who have the right amount of melanin, mm-hmm. whose ancestors came from the right place. And then, you know, that's not a fun way to live, because now you've cut down the amount of people that you're allowed to have that you like.
That's one of the points I made to Chris Cantwell. For listeners who are not familiar, he's a former host of ours. We fired him after he became a racist, because you can't be a racist and be on this show.
Well, you can't be an individualist and spend a whole bunch of time talking about groups.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Anyway, it's not something I want one of my show hosts to be. So we got rid of him. But he's still allowed to call the show, just like anybody is allowed to call this program. And I was making a similar point to him, because he was telling me that he is against the leftists. He's against the communists. He wants to stop the communists. This is like one of the most important things to him. I'm like, well, you know, if you are telling all black people you don't want to talk to them, or you don't want their help, or, you know, because there are people who...
Where do you think they're going to go? Who do they want to talk to now?
Right. There are plenty of black people who are also against communism.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, very intelligent, good folks who would otherwise, if Cantwell didn't hate, and I don't know how much he hates, but if he didn't wish to not be around other people of other skin tones, then he could have these folks as his allies against communism. But instead, he just wipes, you know, everybody off the table if they don't match his skin color, and so whittles down his available options.
Yeah, I haven't seen his 23andMe. I would hope that he is pure as the driven snow. It's just a petty way to be, and it doesn't make any sense. I mean, you know, you should be able to put together your group of people that you... Because you could only be around so many people in your life,
That's right?
Mm-hmm. Put them together because they're interesting to talk to, or they're loyal, or, you know, whatever the reason, whatever the virtue is that you're looking for in your group of friends. And, you know, that ain't one of them.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Steve. He's in Arkansas, listening in Fort Smith, KFPW. Go ahead, Steve. Or KPFW.
Good evening, fellas. Real quick, I wanted to tell you guys about the craziness. You know, just when I thought they couldn't do anything dumber with this coronavirus crap, which you guys have said many times that we're nowhere near the end of dumb with this. I get a phone call from my son's school. He's a senior this year. He's 18 years old. And they say, your son has to stay home for 2 weeks. And I said, okay, did he beat somebody up? And they said, no, he may have been exposed to COVID.
May have.
And I said, yeah, he may have been exposed. And I said, well, how? And they said, he was sitting closer than 6 feet to someone in class.
Oh, wow.
And then I asked them, did they have their masks on? And she said, yes. I said, was the person he talking to, did he test positive or he test positive? And she said, no. And I said, well, why can he not come to school?
He violated protocol. We have
but
rules.
They're in the hallways in between every school, and they're not 6 feet apart.
Well, they need to be.
I've seen pictures from the kids at school, and they're walking down the hall, high-fiving each other and slapping each other on the rear end.
Good for them.
But when you're in class, you got to be 6 feet apart.
Yeah. Well, there's no logic. There's no it's all for show. There's this whole thing is absolutely ridiculous. And the sad thing is there are some parents who – now, you're pointing this out because you realize the inconsistency and you're not in favor of some of these things. But some people are going to point these things out because they are in favor. They're going to say, oh, they're not social distancing in the hallway. We need to make them. And then they're going to add, you know, more rules. They're going to add rules on top of rules on top of rules.
It's almost like – I don't think – I mean, I think there are a lot of teachers that don't want to be there because all I've seen them is bitch and moan about having to go back to work.
Oh, God. It was bad as a teacher before, you know, working for the government, just trying to help kids learn things. You have all these ridiculous, arbitrary things that are being crammed down your throat because you've got contracts with the federal government and the state government and the teachers union. And, you know, there's all kinds of unending bureaucracy. Well, now it's even worse. Now there's all kinds of arbitary health rules on top of it all.
Some of them didn't want to go back because of the rules, but the majority of the ones that didn't want to go back were scared of the virus. You're going to kill my family.
The other part of it is the cowardice. The part of being a teacher. Terribly sorry.
I think the administrators, they want to have virtual school.
Who wants to go to work?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't have to. Well, and you don't have to pay utilities on the building, at least not as much.
You can drink in the classroom?
Yeah, why not?
Nobody will smell it on your breath.
Oh, my gosh, dude. It, you know, it's just like a kid in Maryland who they came and searched their house because he had a BB gun.
Thank you, Steve, for your call. As always, yep. I appreciate it, man. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. What's the ridiculous nonsense in the school system where you live? You want to share it? Feel free. It's Free Talk Live.
Maxwell, she was scratching and losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to chicken. Another vet said, he's the green. Third vet said, it's the weather. Then somebody said,
DinoVite.com.
It took 2 weeks, and the dog stopped itching. The hair stopped falling out. The DinoVite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
He gets DinoVite. How happy your dog will be.
DinoVite.com.
Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, Love Java, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the Liberty Movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, H-E-B, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite
really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live dial-in toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can take control of the airwaves, and joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Tyler,
and Mark.
Mark, tell me about Divi.
Well, Divi is a cryptocurrency we've been talking about here on Free Talk Live. Their whole shtick is being easy to use. And they want to be so easy that your grandmother can use it. And apparently they're getting some level of traction, because generally the increase in the value of the currency itself is also an indication of people's belief that it's going to move forward and that it may, perhaps they're using it and these sorts of things. So what has happened is in a period of time from March to July, mid-March to mid-July, Divi's value increased over 10 times. Now, I don't know if they've they probably haven't retained all of that, all of those earnings, but they did increase that amount in that period of time. And Free Talk Live, we're pretty happy with our decision to hook up with Divi about a year ago. So go to DiviProject.org and check out their options there. You can begin earning Divi by starting a masternode or staking Divi. We've done both of those. Masternode is definitely easier. Staking you can do for less money. And they have a lottery for people who stake, too. So opportunities knocked every day here on Free Talk Live since last September. Will you answer? DiviProject.org. D-I-V-I, DiviProject.org.
All right, so our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Tyler, you are a gamer.
A little bit, yeah.
I think you play more than I do, honestly. But yeah, you guys are always like blasting away on what's the game you play right now? Killzone?
Call of Duty Warzone.
Warzone.
That's a big one.
That's what it's called. There is a Killzone. Yeah, that's a different game, though.
I think so. Yeah.
Okay, so Warzone. But there's a new. Is it Call of Duty that's coming out?
Yep. Yeah, Call of Duty comes out with a new game. It's like every year now.
Wow.
And yeah, and they alternate. There's two different developers that do it. Right. So now it's the Black Ops turn.
Uh-huh.
They released a new game, a teaser trailer for it, called Black Ops Cold War. And it's all based in the 80s and the 60s, I think that whole era, the Cold War era. And
okay.
It looks great. But as soon as they released the trailer, they had to take the trailer down and replace it with an edited trailer because it had clips of Tiananmen Square in it.
So they're mixing in real-life video clips with gameplay footage?
Yeah, well, okay. The trailer's really interesting because it takes clips from a 1984 interview with a former KGB agent, and I'm going to butcher his name, but it's Yuri, I want to say, Bezmenov.
Okay.
And by the way, the interview was done by G. Edward Griffin, the guy who wrote Creature from Jekyll Island.
Yes, and in the interview, he explains how cultural Marxism, or neo-Marxist, right? Like this concept, which by the left is considered to be a right-wing conspiracy theory, but it's the idea that communists were going to get inside our education systems, mm-hmm. inside our government, inside our communities, and start to dismantle our society from the inside out.
This is part of the 10 planks of communism.
Right. Well, and it's not, to me, it doesn't seem like a conspiracy theory. But what blows my mind
is if it's not if it's not a theory and there's evidence for it, it's fact, right? Like this
right.
is a fact. It's a fact that there were the 10 planks, the Communist Manifesto, right? That's
yeah,
Karl
the Communist
Marx.
Manifesto didn't suggest infiltration in order to get things done. It suggested that we needed to change these 10 things.
Okay, but
education was
the way you do it is you infiltrate. How else are you going to change the system if not taking it over?
Violent revolution, that certainly worked in the Soviet Union.
Yeah. Well, so the thing is this video explains what's interesting. If you haven't seen it, you need to go look it up. Call of Duty Cold War trailer.
Don't tell me what to do.
Before you go on with that, Mark, the reason you can't do it with violence is because they didn't have enough numbers, so they had to go about it the long road, which was to say to get people in these positions,
right.
And they can then influence culture and influence society to be more communistic, and they've been very successful.
It's been successful.
Basically, if you say the words cultural Marxism, you better be prepared to defend that.
I didn't say those words.
I understand.
I did, yeah.
He did,
okay.
And that's what I'm saying, is that it's largely considered to be just these buzzwords that were created by the right, and they
mm-hmm.
weren't.
No. Well, and the thing is we've caught, in America, KGB agents that are working undercover, right? Like, we knew that this was going on, and it goes, you know, back decades. Well, the video came out, and it shows a lot of parallels just in the messaging in the video, that a lot of this stuff that Yuri Bezmenov was talking about is happening, right? You can see the parallels of communism taking over.
Mm-hmm.
And so not only were the... So first off, the Chinese government was very upset that Tiananmen Square was in this video and demanded that it be removed. And so I think it's Activision. I don't want to say the wrong developer, but they decided to take it down immediately, which bothered me because, you know, if you're going
lame.
To go on... Yeah, it is lame. You're going to go on this Cold War angle and stand by your principles, do what you think you want to do. You know, don't cave to this negative demand. But the other thing is... everyone wants to treat this, or excuse me, not everyone. Everyone on the left wants to treat this like it's some kind of right-wing propaganda, and it blows my mind that these parts of history, that's a big part right of the video. Wing. The video yeah. says, know your history, and there's these big mm-hmm. chunks of history over the last 40 years that we're all told to forget, or it's not taught in schools. You know, you can't have a swastika on your clothing if you're on a college campus. But if you have a sickle and hammer.
Totally fine.
Yeah, totally fine, because mm-hmm. communism's apparently not bad, even though.
All the people they murdered.
Right, no yeah. Stalin, Mao.
More.
Yeah. Tens of millions. Doesn't matter.
And that's kind of how I feel about this whole shtick now where we're dealing with these, you know, the lootings, the burnings, and the shootings, and all that stuff. Hey, you know. I can sit here over to the sideline like Switzerland and say both of them are bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
And what I mean is that World War II, whether Americans like to hear this or not, at least the European theater of World War II, wasn't a conflict that really where England or the United States were particularly relevant.
Mm-hmm.
It was a conflict between Germany and the Soviet Union.
Right. Well, you know, and that's the thing. It's like fascism. Right. There are certain values within fascism that conservatives share. Not the bad ones. Right. Not the genocide for the most part. But like there are certain values that are there. But we can still
the left
say,
share some of them, too.
Well, and the left does share some of them, too. But we can say we know fascism is bad. Where the left goes wrong is that a lot of these values that they have, they share with communists, and yet they don't understand why communism is bad.
They couldn't or wouldn't say so.
Right.
Right. And, yeah, so.
Well, they have a fantasy about what they believe it should be.
Everything that has been done thus far wasn't real
communism.
Right. And it wasn't real communism, because communism is not possible on planet Earth.
Right.
Communism... by its, you know, like definitionally means that we don't, maybe you have some personal items or whatever, but you don't own property as the terminology is.
Right.
So, you know, or the means of production or whatever you want to talk about it. So, you know, if you've got two hammers,
mm-hmm.
one of them isn't yours right. in communism.
The people's hammer.
It's the people's hammer, and it can be appropriated by somebody who does not have a hammer. And they'll probably appropriate it by hitting you with the hammer that they do have in order to take it to give to somebody else.
Well, the biggest problem with I guess, neo-Marxism or just even traditional Marxism is this idea that there are inherent hierarchies of oppression that exist within society. And whether or not they're inherent, they don't even understand. It's just that they want to get rid of them, right? Mm-hmm. But then... the truth is, you know, and you can see this in work from people like the clinical psychologist Dr. Jordan Peterson. He talks about how there are natural dominance hierarchies within nature.
Yeah. Sure.
You can see that in lobsters, right?
You can see it between the different species.
Yeah. And so this idea is utopic in that it wants to get rid of natural hierarchies when they exist purely based on the fact that scarcity exists, and that's never going away.
This is true. It ignores that. It ignores human nature as well. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And I think at some root level, they're just jealous of people that have more than them. Oh, my God, this mm-hmm. landlord's bad because he's got something that I don't have. I should take it from him. 855-450-FREE like freedom. You can share your thoughts on communism or whatever. Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Chinese banks limit customers' ability to buy gold. Chinese flooding and potential dam collapse threatens many Bitcoin operations. Withdrawals from crypto exchanges increase, indicating perhaps more people are holding their coin for themselves. Tentative agreement met to stabilize Bitcoin cash mining in conjunction with the currency's third birthday. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to divvyproject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from divvyproject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. divvyproject.org. IVIproject.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Tropical Storm Laura is no longer a hurricane, but it did significant damage this morning. At least four people in Louisiana and possibly one in Texas are dead. Hundreds of thousands of people are without power, and major damage has been done to buildings because of the storm.
It looks like a bomb went off in Lake Charles, so it's pretty bad. It's pretty catastrophic for us. In the same breath that I say that, I also want to say that this is not something that's going to be a knockout punch for Lake Charles.
Lake Charles, Louisiana Mayor Nick Hunter speaking. As that storm continues to move across the United States, it will be bringing the possibility of severe weather to the upper Mississippi Valley, Ohio Valley, and Great Lakes. President Trump will address the Jacob Blake shooting in Wisconsin on the last night of the Republican National Convention. You're listening to USA Radio News. The FBI says they've captured one of the 10 most wanted fugitives. They caught Yasser Saeed in Justin, Texas, 6 years after he was placed on their most wanted list. Saeed is the Egyptian-born cab driver accused in the 2008 honor killing of his two daughters. Saeed reportedly murdered his own girls because they were dating non-Muslim boys. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden, facing pressure to denounce ongoing rioting and looting in Wisconsin, condemned violence sparked by the police-involved shooting of Jacob Blake this week.
I condemn violence in any form, whether it's looting or whatever it is.
Biden, continuing on MSNBC, says all the violence and looting is taking away from the peaceful protests.
That's what's being seen now, and it has to stop.
Hurricane Laura, also the cause of a chemical fire in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Officials are telling people in the area to stay home. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the economic weight of China and how it's leading the Chinese government to be able to essentially have game companies engage in censorship.
Mm-hmm. Self-censorship, basically.
Yeah, because they don't want to be excluded from the Chinese marketplace. So essentially they become tools of the Chinese censors.
Mm-hmm.
And the most recent example is this Call of Duty Cold War trailer, which we were trying to find during the break.
And who's the company?
It was Activision.
Okay.
Activision, you're right about that. Which is interesting because it was Activision that made news, I think it was last year, and actually the Forbes article here about this mentions this. It was controversial. Yeah, it was last fall, when they banned a Hearthstone player for his pro-Hong Kong statements he'd made. He was going to be in a tournament, and they said, no, you're not. You're not going to be in our tournament. You can't represent our company because we want a contract with China. We've got games to sell. And that's the same thing that's going on here with this this Cold War.
Right, because it's not about whether or not Chinese people can play the games. Believe me, mm-hmm. they'll find the games.
Right.
They will figure out how to get the game. It's just that Activision wants to be able to sell it in China, which, of course, I mean, everybody wants to make money on their product. It's just that once you begin compromising your principles, and I don't know what their principles are,
mm-hmm.
but once you begin compromising morality for the almighty dollar, then, you know, that's the sound of the four horsemen coming in.
Yeah. I mean, it's, to me, we've seen this in, like, the NBA, too. They've excluded people from saying things about Hong Kong and, like, you know, there are other, you know, rich people who have been questioned about that, you know, doing business in China, and they won't comment on it. And it's just, what bothers me about it is this game is specifically advertised towards, you know, your typical right-wingers, right? Like, you know, a lot of leftists don't like gun violence. And then you make a game specifically about fighting communists, and, like, right-wingers love that.
Yeah, they eat it right up.
Yeah, and then they immediately cave the minute that China
communists are just a step up from zombies and aliens and robots.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and it just, to me, it seems like it's a dark path that we're headed down, and people don't realize that this could have implications on our values as well. You know, I mean, if your money is more important than values, then what's to say that we're not going to start censoring things here, too? It's not like they're making a different version for China. They're just changing the version that we all get.
Everybody gets the same censor.
Yeah, to appease China.
So, and this has happened more than one time. This is just the most recent iteration. They didn't censor, they didn't make a Chinese version so the Chinese people couldn't find about Tiananmen Square. They bent the knee to China, and they allowed China to do what it's doing to the Chinese to the
everyone.
Rest of us.
That's right. Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not ready for that. Ladies and gentlemen, Google Tank Man.
Yeah. Not if you're in China. It won't work.
Can't get away with that.
Get a VPN. And you know, that's a virtual private
if
network.
It'll block your VPN.
And then Google Tank Man.
Yeah.
If you can't Google Tank Man, if you can't find a picture of a man standing in front of tanks when you Google Tiananmen Square,
your internet is censored.
You are being censored.
Yeah.
Yeah. East Asia has always been at war with Far Asia or whatever the hell it was.
Yeah. People just need to learn to follow the money because, you know, it's these corporations that have most of the lobbying power in Washington, right? And if your corporation has most of its money tied up in the Chinese economy, you're going to advocate for things that aren't in our national interest. And that's something that people don't think about day to day because people don't understand how the money works.
I want to go to James. He is in New Jersey watching us on YouTube. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, there we go. Hey, guys, how's it going?
What's on your mind, James?
So, an incident happened to me about 2 days ago, and I would like to talk to you guys about it.
All right.
So, I was at a store, and this person came up to me just because I was wearing a Joe Biden hat, and they said, "You're a racist, you should go to hell, you should get punched in the face, I'm going to grab my crew and jump you, you don't even know what..."
And you were wearing a Joe Biden hat? What did it say on it?
It said, "I support Joe Biden."
Uh-huh.
It was handmade by someone. It was, they're not in the public, it was made by a friend.
Now, are you wearing...
Did you have your mask on?
Yes, I did.
Are you wearing this because you actually support Joe Biden, or are you trolling?
I actually support him.
Okay. All right, so somebody threatened to jump you.
Yes.
Okay, then what?
Then I was like, you know what, dude? You're crazy. You're crazy. I don't want to fight you, dude, because I think we've had enough fights in this world for one day, so I don't want to add another fight to the list. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. Violence isn't going to solve anything.
Well, this is what politics is, though. I mean, when you're wearing a hat, whether it's the Make America Great Again or the Joe Biden hat, what you're saying is I declare that my crooked old pervert will defeat your crooked old pervert, and we will finally rule over you people who are stupider than us.
It's a threat, is what you're
saying. It absolutely is, because, you know, the Democrats want to force the Republicans to do what they want. The Republicans want to force them to do what they want.
But just because it's a threat doesn't mean you're saying it's okay to go up and hit somebody with a hat on.
I'm not claiming that, but understand...
If it was an actual threat, you would have a right to defend yourself.
Politics is a threat, and we just...
It's a form of a threat,
we just, in this particular society, accept it as accept that form of threat.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a threat, nonetheless.
Yes. I actually did get jumped twice for wearing that hat, and I...
You must not have been jumped very well. I mean, I don't hear any sort of lisp in your mouth. I mean, you didn't get a fat lip, you didn't...
You kept wearing the hat, so their permission wasn't met.
You jumped by 4-year-olds?
No. I got jumped by teenagers, but trust me, they weren't that strong. But
took them down.
Trump teenagers?
Scrapes and bruises.
Okay.
I mean, do you think that there's people wearing MAGA hats out there that are getting jumped too?
Some people. Not all, but some.
Well, definitely not all of them, just like not all the Joe Biden supporters are getting jumped either. But, you know, like Mark said, things are just deteriorating in this country right now that, like, by advocating for one of these two sides, you're basically, saying that you want to oppress people, and then people take offense to that. The problem is that these people are also doing the same thing on their side, and they can't see the hypocrisy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Of course not.
You know, I have worn T-shirts with political messages almost, you know, the vast majority of days of the last decade.
Mm-hmm.
And I have never been confronted. I had one guy comment, I like your Enjoy Capitalism T-shirt.
Yeah, yeah, it's written like the Coca-Cola logo.
Right, he was amused by it. Now, I don't know if he thought it was ironic. I don't know what that guy thought.
Well, now, you are in New Hampshire, and that's probably going to go over better.
I wear a T-shirt with the Army symbol on it that says, Go AWOL.
Nice.
I mean, come on.
All right, James, so what about this? I mean, did the dude end up jumping you, or, like, what happened?
It was one guy. I didn't even know he was coming. He literally jumped and, like, you know how he jumped and punched, and he got one good hit right in the face.
Your face.
And it was bad. It was really bad. And plus, I am autistic, so you can imagine how my reaction was.
Mm. I don't know. What does that mean? What does it mean to be autistic and react to being punched in the face? What would that be? How would one, an autistic person? Okay, you freaked out.
Overstimulated?
Yes, overstimulated. Thank you.
And this was where? At a convenience store? Where did this go down?
It was in a convenience store. It was right out of the convenience store. And other people were watching, and they didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
They literally just
not their fight.
James, do you think that the reason they fought you is because the hat you're wearing implies that you want to oppress them? Do you think it was the oppression that really upset them? Or what do you think it was about the platform you advocate for that they were so angry about?
You know, I don't even know, because I thought of the hat just... It just looked cool. I'm not into politics. I just thought it was a really cool hat.
You know? There's where you went wrong, is you were advocating for something you didn't fully understand, right?
To me,
Joe Biden's a kid sniffer, and he fondles women, and it's documented, and he's
Joe
got
Biden
dementia.
Info. You can
right.
go see
yep. Joe Biden
videos.
Info. Go check it out. Yeah. So to me, I don't know. I can't say that violence is ever the answer, right, in that scenario. But I would, if it were me, I would ask, why did they do that? And I'd start to take a look at some of my choices.
Great points. James, thanks for calling, sharing the story tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. Don't know if it's a true story, but worth talking about either way. 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. You can join us. Because why would you wear a Biden hat? Because you thought it was cool looking.
I don't think I've seen one.
Who's that excited about Joe Biden?
Yeah.
James, apparently.
All right, we're coming up. Free Talk Live.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. mysolarbackup.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Yep, it's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. The chat room also agreeing with us that the last caller was full of it, that somebody wouldn't be wearing a Biden hat, number one. Secondly, they probably wouldn't be jumped for it. And third, they probably, it being a homemade hat, likely wouldn't have attracted someone who wasn't a total fan to wear it. But regardless,
it doesn't matter if it's a good story.
It was a good story. And he didn't say the F word, so I was happy. 850, because, you sound like you're under the age of 20. We hover over the dump button
the whole time.
Yeah. So you can join us here. You can bring up what you want. We've been talking about Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War, which is a bit of a mouthful, but that's the title of the game. And it's set, in the late 1980s or something like that?
Yeah, 70s, 80s.
Yeah. And so you haven't played this game.
Are the weapons in it, I would presume, time period specific, right?
They ought to be, but it's also Black Ops, so there's going to be some mixture of, retro futurism going on there.
Okay.
They've got, RC cars that have C4 on them that you can drive around and detonate.
That's fine.
Right. Yeah.
No, you haven't played
RC cars
yet, right?
No, it hasn't come out yet. Okay. They just released the teaser for it, I think, a week ago.
Right, because there's no gameplay. I watched one of these trailers, and it was just all clips of real-life things from the 70s and 80s with the Cold War, just trying to set the stage for when this game is supposed to take place. But I didn't see any shooting footage or anything like that.
No, they have released some. It's just not in that original trailer.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And we're seeing some more of that with video games these days. Not that I pay close attention, but I do watch here and there. I do watch some the video game news. There's a podcast that I watch just to keep up to date with some of the things that are going on. And there's a lot of teaser trailers that used full motion video of just actors and special effects and things like that that are supposed to just kind of tantalize you that this game's coming out, but they don't actually show you any of the actual game. They're not in-game cutscenes that are animated. They're just humans.
Right, makes it look better than it's going to be.
Yeah. I mean, I get that the video games are starting to look pretty incredible. They're really getting close
to being photorealistic.
They're very good.
What I love about this teaser trailer is that it's using clips from the 80s. It's mm-hmm. using a real interview, and then it mentions that those who do not know their history are doomed to repeat it. And it's kind of this ominous message. It's
sure.
like, look at what's going on. Could it be that communists are taking over now?
Yeah, so what it sounds like is that some people inside Activision, the company that produced this, heard... They saw what Activision did last year when they banned some Hong Kong player because he said negative Chinese
stuff.
I don't
think he was from Hong Kong, but he said pro-Hong Kong statements right. during the attack on
So they saw him banned, and then basically they put together a historical book report for their bosses mm-hmm. to say, hey, this is what y'all are dooming us to.
Right.
And they knew that it would appeal to the kind of people that want to play Call of Duty,
mm-hmm.
and they knew that it would also get press
mm-hmm.
from the kind of people that would never play Call of Duty, which are the kind of people you do want to piss off.
Right. Yeah, they did a good job of getting the left pissed about it because they all want to claim that it's some kind of right-wing conspiracy. But to me, if your immediate response is to call it a conspiracy and that it's all made up and it's bunk and it's just nonsense, it's like, well, okay, maybe we should listen. There's probably some truth to this. Why are you so upset?
Remember, it was the, what is the video game series that Vice City
Grand Theft Auto.
Grand Theft Auto. Yeah. So there was one of the Grand Theft Autos. I think it was Liberty City,
mm-hmm.
where Free Talk Live's logo was snatched up and used in the game, so that the narrator was a talk radio host. I mean, that was really
uh-huh.
great.
Yeah.
But obviously that particular series benefited greatly from negative press. You know, mm-hmm. when the parents are so, oh my goodness, I can't believe they have my young 14-year-old slapping hoes, right?
Yeah, a great example of that too, shifting gears slightly, is on Netflix. You know, two weeks ago, that Cuties movie, the documentary came out, people lost their minds over it.
All I've seen is one picture uh-huh. of several, they look like 10-year-old girls doing sort of like a Dallas cheerleaders kind of poses. I don't really know anything about anything.
Netflix releases these really suggestive imagery for the cover of this thing and then immediately remove it and mm-hmm. apologize. But in the apology, they go, we're really sorry. The imagery was wrong for this documentary, which won a Sundance Award, mm-hmm. and we will never do it again. And it's like, why did you plug the Sundance Award in your apology?
What does that mean? What is the Sundance Award?
Well, that's the thing. So it won an award as an independent film. And mm-hmm. so I think the idea was people are going to go, oh, well, it won a Sundance Award. I wonder what for. We should probably look into this. Then you find out when you look into the documentary that it's not supposed to be glorifying these children using being used as sex images. It's supposed to be against it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But nonetheless, you still have these kids, these like less than 10-year-old kids twerking in front of a camera that you set up.
Because does that actually happen in
the movie? Yeah, it's not. Well, I haven't seen it yet, but from what I've read, it's not an undercover documentary. They didn't go to a child pageant or something. They made the documentary, which
it
means they had kids audition.
I think it's fictional.
Right, yeah. That, like,
it's a comedy drama. Coming-of-age comedy drama. Just pull it up, the summary here. But you're not wrong about what happened mm-hmm. from what I understand. We didn't actually talk about this on Free Talk Live, but it's an interesting situation because the photograph that they used for the promo art for this Cuties thing in the United States was completely different from the original promo art for it, which just showed like some, girls walking down the street or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like they completely made it into this sort of over-sexualized thing that apparently the movie may not actually be.
Right, and I think they did that for rage bait, to get mm-hmm. people talking about it.
They did, and it got people talking.
Right, well, and then the other thing is when you find out what it is, a lot of people go, oh, well, this is against what I thought it was.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I should watch it. But to me, it seems like that's how you lure people into accepting something that they don't want to accept, is you go, hey, look how bad this is. Look what we did, and look how bad it is. You don't, apparently, from what I've read, is that over 6 months, they had 650 kids come in and audition to be part of this movie.
Hmm.
And it's like, okay, if you're going to say something's bad, you don't hold auditions doing the thing you're claiming is bad. Right,
and over
then
and over and over
and over again, and then show people, look how bad this is. It's like, well, you did it. you know, these aren't kids in beauty pageants. You pulled them in and you made them do this for you.
Which would you say is worse? What we're talking about here, these Hollywood types, having hundreds of young girls come in and twerk before them,
mm-hmm.
or say the FBI running the world's largest child pornography ring for multiple times for weeks on end. Are they still doing that? Is the United States government still running the world's largest child pornography ring?
I couldn't tell you, Mark.
Was it on TikTok the last time? I can't remember which platform they were using.
They were in the dark web back when our studio got raided. Sure, in 2016.
That's when the FBI was running Playpen. But yeah. Later there was a platform that apparently.
Oh, I remember what you're talking about. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't remember which app that was.
Look that up again. But
it was some app.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know. I don't really know. It kind of bothers me that, in fact, this is the sort of, you know, we're told these things are bad, and then, you know, those that would tell us what to think do them.
Yeah, so I don't know. I have not seen this movie. It would not normally be something that I would want to go see, but mm-hmm. it definitely got on a bunch of people's radar because of this particular controversy. So yeah. Who knows what the actual content of it is.
Right. And to me, it seems like a really devious way to get your message out there, is to get people pissed about it.
Yeah.
They all talk about it.
Well, I mean, if anything, it definitely, is going to back up the conspiracy theory that, and I don't know if it's really a conspiracy at this point, it seems like there's a lot of evidence that there's a lot of this sort of thing that goes on in Hollywood, a lot of producer types taking advantage of their role. We know that it happened with Weinstein.
How could it not?
We know it happened with Weinstein, right? I mean, the old casting couch thing is a reality, right? Mm-hmm. Like, there's a reason why people talk about that.
Is it Danny Bonaducci, did some kind of, like his claim was that it happened to him and did some kind
of
film on it.
Yeah, and a lot of the claims are that they're teenagers or whatever, but there's no reason why it wouldn't happen, if these people thought they could get away with it at younger ages.
Well, it looked like parents were turning over their kids to Michael Jackson for money.
That's true.
It did look that way, yeah.
I don't know what was happening. I wouldn't propose to know what was happening, but it sure looked that way.
Apparently, the parents didn't want to know what was happening either, because the allegations in those stories was that they were in the house, but they were at a different place or whatever, right? Mm. Like, so Michael was with their child in his bedroom.
Unsupervised.
Mm-hmm. With Jesus juice.
Mm. I didn't hear that part.
That's what he called wine.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Supplying the young boys, by and large, with wine?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think if they had a sister, they were kept out of that.
And then the conservatives that presume that a pizza restaurant in Washington, D.C. is a cover for a giant pedophile ring are all nuts.
Right? You're not saying that that's what you believe. That they,
I don't
that
believe
nuts.
It. But I can tell you I believe that Epstein was a government agent trying to get politicians wrapped up. Mm-hmm. I know that the Federal Bureau of Investigations, at least some point in my life, has been the number one distributor of child pornography in the world. I mean, I know it. Their stories say it. Mm-hmm. They don't deny
they admit
it.
That. That's true. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can join us here. Whether you want to talk about Hollywood, sex perverts, or whatever's on your mind, you can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is coming up.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now's your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Youngevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.